This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Rotten Tomatoes has been around for about 15 years now. It's the website that pulls together reviews from professional critics and, in so doing, helps you decide whether a movie is fresh, that's good, or rotten, that is bad. Just this past week, though, there was a bit of a sea change. It is giving television reviews equal billing on its front page. Matt Atchity is the editor-in-chief at Rotten Tomatoes. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You guys cover television now. You have been for a year.
Yes.
Obviously a smart business move, right? You need more people at the site. I wonder, though, whether it wasn't a little bit cultural, too.
It's absolutely cultural. I mean, TV's where it's at creatively. There's some excellent TV on, and now we can be part of the discussion.
And are you seeing that traffic now? I mean, numbers are up, right?
Yeah, numbers are up. We're seeing a little bit of traffic. You know, it's training the audience. People are kind of out of the habit, I think, of reading a lot of critics' reviews,
yeah.
And we're only a year into it. You know, we've been doing movies for 15 years. So a lot of learnings to be done, but we're seeing an increase in traffic, and some of that's definitely around TV.
Speaking of training the viewer, for those who are not familiar with Rotten Tomatoes, give us the, I don't even know how you pronounce it, the tomatometer?
The tomato meter.
Tomato meter?
The tomato meter.
I don't know.
The tomato meter is a measure of percentage of positive reviews from professional critics for a given film or TV show. We mark every review up or down, thumbs up, thumbs down. And the tomato meter percentage is not an average. People think it's an average all the time. It's a percentage of positive sentiment.
On the television thing, not only do you guys do full season reviews, but you do individual episode reviews as well.
Where we can support it.
It seems kind of granular, no?
It is granular, but people follow it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, not every show is like that, but certain shows, Game of Thrones, Mad Men is like that. Gotham, we think, will probably be like that.
The Batman one that just started.
The new Batman one, or the pre-Batman one, yeah. I should say. You know, we are somewhat limited by what the critics are writing about, but
right.
We have been encouraging some critics to weigh in on the shows that we know people are really invested in. What's interesting to me, the difference between covering movies and TV, covering movies from an editorial aspect, especially on the web, is really about the event of the movie opening.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of trailers and clips and talks about, you know, set visits and stories and everything to get people excited about that opening weekend. TV's different, though. TV, people have really emotional relationships with the characters. And you hear people talk about, oh, God, did you see what happened with Walter White and his wife last night?
Yeah.
It's gossip. They invite these people into their homes because they're invested in those characters' lives.
So talk to me then about this thing that happens now where Netflix and Amazon Prime are releasing it all at once. And it becomes, in effect, as you watch 13 episodes of House of Cards or what have you, it becomes like a 13-hour movie, not an episodic TV thing.
Yeah, it's a really weird gray area. I mean, you could see The Nick is like that. Even though The Nick on Cinemax is being parsed out one episode at a time, they shot that like a movie. Like that was a 70-day shoot. So, you know, it's what happens with Transparent, which
on
I should
Amazon
mention
Prime,
100% on the
I saw that.
Right
I was
now.
Looking, yeah.
Yeah, people are going crazy over that. There's already talk about getting a Golden Globe for Jeffrey Tambor.
How do you feel about movie and TV studio public relations efforts as a way to counter what it is that you guys do?
You know, they love us when we like them, and they hate us when we don't.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, do I see commercials where people are quoting Twitter comments as if they're review pull quotes and very, very tiny letters on the screen? It'll have a Twitter username. I think that the studio publicists and the network publicists, any good news sells. And if they can't go to critics, if they can't go to the experts, they'll go to the fans. That's fine. I don't think that's going to do away with critical thought.
Matt Atchity is the editor-in-chief at Rotten Tomatoes. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Our series, Screen Wars, is up on our website. You can also hear all the folks we've talked to weigh in on what they think TV might look like in about 25 years or so. It's all online, as I said, at marketplace.org.